bases, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, friends, and happy hump day. Steve, I'm celebrating an anniversary today that kind of snuck up on me.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even realize that it had been 3 years since I became an ordained minister with the Universal Life Church.
Now, how long do you get to keep that? Do you have to re-up it? Do you have to renew it? Do
some continued education?
I don't know if, like, is there like a because every year, like, it's dumb, but there's a wrestling license you have to get here in the state of Washington.
Sure.
Total cash grab. But every year, you have to reapply and get this license, which is so stupid. I was in a Universal Life Church minister. I'm talking like 20 years ago I did it. Because it was new. It was on the internet. I'm like, let's do it. It's a couple bucks. It was awesome.
Reverend Miggs.
Right. But I have no idea if I'm still considered to be a minister.
I have not heard that there's any sort of continuing education or anything that you got to do to freshen up your license.
And by continuing education, meaning that you just pay them more money.
Yes, exactly. But I've done 3 weddings so far. And all of them are still married, so that's good.
So that's a good day. You're good luck.
So did you ever do any weddings, or you just have the credentials?
I just did it because, you know, me and my stupid ways, I like to brag about being whatever, just because I think, and I'll never brag about something that actually is worth bragging about. It's always the dumb crap.
Now my goal for you is to officiate a wedding for the first time 20 years after getting your license.
I almost paid like the extra, I don't know what it costs now, but I at the time, I don't know if they still do it, it's been a minute. For like an extra like $100, you could become a pope of the Universal Life Church.
Okay, I need to see if that's an upgrade I can add to my account.
You should do it. Then I could call you Pope Taryn.
Oh, I love that. Reverend Miggs, are you ready to inform the Rockaholics?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is a big day. Today is National Burger Day.
Ooh, I've been making some progress. You know, I tried a Whopper. I tried a Big Mac. Maybe today it's a Baconator.
A Baconator?
I haven't had one of those.
Double Bacon. What about a Sourdough Jack? Have you had that?
I've only had the Breakfast Jack.
It's awesome.
Okay.
But I think you got to go with the Sourdough Jack.
All right, I'm in.
But if I'm picking someone, if I'm picking a burger, it's of course this.
Whopper, Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, 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 Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day.
Okay, have it your way. Wendy's, Burger King, Dairy Queen, Shake Shack, they're all offering discounts if you go to there. Most of them are through the app, so if you really want a discounted burger, you're going to have to sign up for their app. But still, happy National Whopper, or happy National Burger Day.
Get out there and enjoy it.
And also, how about your Seattle Mariners yesterday? Man, rookie Logan Evans pitched a great game. 8 innings, allowing just 1 run as the Mariners crushed the Washington Nationals, who are like one of the hottest teams on the road. Like, they've just been an unstoppable force on the road. So that was an awesome win. 9-1 to start off this homestand. Cal Raleigh, 2 solo home runs. Julio Rodriguez, he had a 2-run shot. Also drove in 3 runs. Things are looking good after 1 game. Of course, we're back on the train.
Yes.
Yeah, but they play again tonight.
At home?
Yes.
In an 80-degree day, Steve, today some places are going to hit over 80 degrees, our very first 80 degrees of 2025.
The perfect kind of weather to eat.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
And go to a baseball game, of course.
Actually, today would be the perfect day to go to a ball game.
Totally. It is going to drop all the way back down to the mid-60s by tomorrow, though, and they're saying some scattered showers and storms could happen tomorrow before we get some better weather for the weekend. But very exciting. Don't forget to wear your sunscreen. Don't forget that sunscreen expires. So you need to get new sunscreen every year.
What's the shelf life on sunscreen?
It's supposed to be like a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Be safe out there, Steve. Take care of your skin.
And also, what the hell's going on with our weather that it's so indecisive?
That's
it's like me and my wife trying to figure out what to eat for dinner. It's just like, I don't know. Do I want to be 80 degrees? Tonight we will be. But then tomorrow, back into the 60s. That's just crazy. Also crazy, Sean Kemp. Yesterday was supposed to start his trial. Imagine being one of the jurors. You're like, you know what? I don't want to do jury duty, but I'm on Sean Kemp's trial. And then it just ends that day because Shockingly, he ended up pleading guilty to second-degree assault charges. This is all stemming from 2 years ago, that Tacoma Mall shooting where he says that he acted in self-defense. He was trying to recover some stolen property, including his cell phone. But then some people are saying that, like, you know, he pulled his gun too early. There's a lot of stuff going on with that. Ugh. But it sounds like at least he's going to avoid some jail time. And now the sentencing is going to be happening in August. So we have a little time to wait until we find out exactly what's going on with Sean Kemp.
Wild.
Like you mentioned, today it's going to be 80 degrees. That's our high. It's going to be an awesome sunny day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, Migs, you came home to find out that your new puppy just ate something. And I'm very curious to know what it was.
Well, it was.
Whopper, whopper, whopper.
You're going to hear what Lucy ate at 6:20. Steve, Migs, you recently added a new dog your family.
Lucy Cupcake is what our daughter named her.
Lucy Cupcake is a very cute doodle.
Yes, she's doodle. We think she might have a Wheaton a little bit in her as well. Sure. She's crazy, but she's awesome. But yesterday we came home I came home to find out that she ate something. And the reaction of already, my daughter's laughing, my wife is smiling. I'm like, okay, what the hell did she eat? So I pulled out my phone and decided to interview the two witnesses.
Oh, no.
Hey, hon, so what happened this morning with our new puppy, Lucy?
She threw up a sock.
She threw up a sock, a full sock.
A full sock.
She ate a full sock and threw it up today. That's just fantastic.
What is happening here? You know, you get used to, like, DJ is now almost a couple years old or a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've gotten past that. Like, and I think all dogs love socks.
They do.
But I've never had a dog that actually ate and swallowed a sock.
I've had a friend's dog eat so many socks that they had to be surgically removed from its gut. So be careful, Steve. Do you have pet insurance on this dog yet?
We might need to get it.
Tatum, what did you think the sock was?
A log.
You thought it was a log? Did she eat your sock or mommy's sock?
Yours.
It was not my sock. It would be too big.
A black one.
Oh, that is my sock. You ate my sock?
It's one of my, like, the ones, like, the shorter socks. Like, the
ankle socks? Ankle socks,
yeah, from the gym.
Oh, no.
I know.
Is this better? Do you have any more socks in it?
She tried to get you.
Are you going to eat my socks?
Don't eat socks. I'm going to bury a hole.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck to you on that.
Yeah, we've changed topics. She was burying a hole in the couch. I don't know exactly what was going on with that, but I was like, okay, we're apparently done talking about socks.
So we think it was only one?
I think so, because since took a picture of it. Do you want to see what it looked like?
I do want to see what it looked like.
Because she said it looked like a log, and Tatum's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
That looks nothing like a sock.
No. So I'm like, we got to make sure that there are no socks on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens last night? You know, I'm doing all the laundry and I put all of Sid's stuff on the bed so she could put it away because I don't know where her stuff goes. So she throws it all on the floor next to, like, the dresser because she didn't have time to do it because it was a long night. And all the socks are on the floor. I'm like, do you realize that you've just given our dog a buffet of socks?
Favorite toy ever. Like,
please just keep the socks at least on top of the dresser.
Well, good luck in your puppy chronicles.
Oh, my gosh. Has your dog ever...
My dog, my idiot 90-pound dork, yes, he eats shoes.
Say that with such love.
He's eaten shoes. He's chewed up furniture. He got one of Brad's guitar straps, underwear. Yeah, he's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, see, we've been lucky with DJ. DJ doesn't, she just bites on stuff, but she doesn't actually full on swallow it. So now we have to keep, we have to be on high alert with Lucy because she's nuts.
These damn dogs.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what did your pet eat? Was it a pair of shoes? Was it grandma's dentures?
Grandma's dentures.
206-803-ROCK. If you're a pet owner and your dog has ever eaten something, give us a call and we'll take those calls next. Calling all pet owners. We want to know, what did your pet eat? Inspired by Migs' new dog eating a sock.
Yes, a full sock. And then puked it up.
206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who used to own a police dog. But that did not mean that they were exempt from eating weird things. But first, we're going to chat with Kurt from Federal Way. Kurt, what did your pet eat?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, so the wife and I, we made dinner and we came back and we went out for the evening. And we came back home and our dog Sadie, she's a pity. She drug a lasagna with a Pyrex glass baking dish off the counter, and next thing you know, all we find left of the whole baking dish is two thick corner pieces, like under the fridge and under the oven. Everything else was gone, licked up, completely gone. We were freaking out. We were thinking, oh, we're going to have to take this dog and put her down, take her to the vet, whatever. We called the vet, and they said, well, wait a couple days, and if she has any, like, bleeding out of her mouth or out of her butt, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. And basically, this dog, over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, have you ever, like, feel, like, you know, a sausage casing that you fill up? It was silver in color for 3-4 days. We had to follow her around. It was horrible.
That's insane.
Hey, with no vet bills, I was completely astonished by that.
That is bonkers.
Sadie with the stomach like a steel trap.
Well, I remember our old Lucy number one. I remember one time we were having a big party, and I remember Ben from the men's room.
Ben, oh, yeah.
The Psycho Muppet, he came over, and he had, like, everyone's raving about that he makes the best bacon wrap. I can't remember what it was, but it was bacon wrap something. Oh, and we were all so fired up to eat it. But then somebody had an issue outside, so we went all outside. They got, like, they locked their keys in the car. So we're all trying to figure out how to get their keys, unlock the door. We come back in, and there are just toothpicks on the ground. Lucy ate all of the bacon wrapped whatever it was, but somehow got the toothpicks and left all the toothpicks on the ground. We're like, you have got to be freaking kidding.
Smart dog.
We were all so devastated.
Oh, no. 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, what did your pet eat?
So my dog was an old retired police dog, and he was a great dog, super smart. But he had a bad habit of eating other dogs' poop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was one of those.
Taryn has that habit, too. It's very weird.
It happened.
It does. But, yeah.
So I came home from work one day, because that's when I was in the military, and I let him out to go do his thing, and I had warmed up my food that I had gotten the day before that was in the fridge. I was super excited to eat. And I warmed it up, sat down on the couch, and I was just about to start eating it, and he came inside the house, sat in front of me, looked at me, started begging for food, and then threw up.
Oh, okay. We're
good. Right in front of me.
Oh, that is harsh. You know what the crazy thing is with dogs? Because it's not like that's not the only dog that Lucy, number one, also had that same issue. I had to go to this pet store, and I thought the vet was making this up, and buy, like, pills for her to take that makes that action taste bad.
I didn't know that was an invention. I hope whoever invented that is a millionaire.
But who would even think that you need to make a pill to make that taste bad? Like, what do you think that alone just tastes bad?
Oh, yes. Dogs are gross. 206.
But we love them.
Yes, we do. 206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what did your pet eat? Jeremy from Olympia, tell us about your dogs.
Yes, I have two golden retrievers, Cash and Paisley June, and the other day I'm checking the eggs from the chicken coop, pick up some eggs, and then I was going to feed the chicken some food. So I set the eggs on the ground, gave the chicken some food, and when I turned around, the eggs are gone. And my dog's on the other side of the yard by my wife and had a funny look on her face. So I call her over, and next thing you know, she drops an egg out of her mouth. It's not broken, but she just liked to carry it around.
How random.
Very gentle mouth.
Yeah, very.
I mean, we have, you know, obviously chickens, and Kai or Brute will get them in his mouth and bring them to me. Like,
really?
It's almost like he's retrieving them. He's my idiot dog, but somehow he, like, doesn't know to bite into the egg and try how delicious it might be.
All the great protein he's missing out on.
Right, but with the price of eggs being what they are, don't eat the eggs, dogs.
I'm looking at one of our texts at 206-803-ROCK. My dog ate an entire batch of pot brownies. Emergency vet visit. He was fine. Just very vibey.
I bet. And that's expensive when they have to do the charcoal and flush their system and all that.
Oh, I think they're going to say pot brownies are expensive. I was like, yeah.
Depending on where you get your supplies.
We got Old Man Kenny.
Old Man Kenny, 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about what your pet ate.
Real quick, though, we finally may get Migs to wash his feet, unless, of course, he was to explain to Tatum why the new puppy's eating only his stinky socks.
He likes his dad's blend.
The dad blend.
Yeah. Anyways, I had a Chihuahua. Loved those squeaky toys, right?
Yep.
and pulled the squeaky portion out, the little round thing, and ate and swallowed it. We had to take him to the vet and get it surgically removed. And all the way to the vet, I'm pushing on his belly trying to get it to squeak.
Did it?
No.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, those, I mean, some dogs are just obsessed with those squeakers. We have to buy the squeakerless toys because our dogs will both go in there and get it. It's like a game.
Dude, is there like a section at the a pet shop?
You can get squeaker. Yes, you can get squeakerless, you know, like toys. And we have to do that, especially the ones that have like 3 and 4 and 5 in one toy. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, we try and steer clear from some of those squeaky toys because if they have the right one, it's just nonstop all day, all night long. I'm like, why did we purposely buy this toy that's annoying the living F out of us?
It's a punishment, I tell you.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve with a record of 171 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties in 2025? 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.